to today's episode of Legends and Lore, where we dive into the rich tapestry of mythological stories all around the world. Today, as we are about to celebrate Ram Navami, the auspicious festival honoring Lord Rama, we bring you a timeless tale filled with adventure, valor, and profound teachings. The Divine Bow, a mythological tale of Lord Ram. Our story begins in the ancient kingdom of Ayodhya, where King Dashrath ruled wisely and justly. However, despite his wealth and power, the king was troubled because he had no heir to inherit his throne. Seeking a solution, he performed a grand yajna or ritual practice to seek blessing of the gods. Pleased with Dashrath's devotion, the gods bestowed upon him a divine potion, which he shared with his three wives, Queen Kaushalya, Queen Kaikeyi, and Queen Sumitra. Soon after, the queens conceived, and in due time, the king rejoiced as the four sons were born to Dashrath. Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughan. Among the four sons, Ram, the eldest son, stood out for his virtues, wisdom, and strength. His tales of valor and righteousness are celebrated to this day. But our story takes a dramatic turn when, on the eve of Ram's coronation, Queen Kaikeyi, influenced by her maid Manthara, demanded that her own son Bharat be crowned king instead. Despite Dashrath's pleas, Ram, always obedient to his father's word, willingly accepted his exile to the forest for 14 years, accompanied by his devoted wife Sita and loyal brother Lakshman. The trio embarked on a journey filled with trials and tribulations, encountered sages, demons, and divine beings along the way. Meanwhile, in Ayodhya, Bharat, upon learning of his mother's treachery, refused the throne and instead set out to find Ram and beseech him to return. Bharat, driven by love and duty, brought Ram's sandal back to Ayodhya and placed them on the throne, ruling the kingdom in Ram's absence. In the forest, Ram, Sita, Lakshman encountered the mighty demon king Ravan, who abducted Sita, leading to a fierce battle between the good and evil. With the help of an army of monkeys led by the brave Hanuman, Ram rescued Sita and vanquished Ravan, restoring peace and righteousness to the land. The 14 years of exile finally came to an end, and Ram, accompanied by Sita, Lakshman, Hanuman, and their allies, returned to Ayodhya for a grand welcome. The kingdom rejoiced as Ram ascended the throne, embodying the ideals of righteous ruler, a true Maryada Purushottam. And thus, Ram Navami is celebrated annually to mark the birth of Lord Ram, symbolizing the victory of good over evil, righteousness over injustice, and devotion over adversity. Now we conclude our tale. Let us reflect on the timeless teaching and learning that it imparts. The story of Ram is not merely a myth, but a profound guide for living a life of virtue, integrity, and compassion. Through Ram's teachings and his unwavering devotion to duty, his respect for his parents, and his willingness to sacrifice his own comfort for the greater good, we learn the importance of honor, selflessness, and resilience in the face of adversity. Furthermore, the characters of Ramayana, be the noble Ram, the devoted Sita, and the most loyal Lakshman, and the wise Hanuman, serve as role models, inspiring us to emulate their virtues and strive for excellence in our own lives. So we celebrate Ram Navami with prayers, festivity, and joyous gatherings. Let us also take a moment to reflect on the deeper significance of this auspicious occasion. A reminder to uphold the values of righteousness, love, and unity that Ram embodies. Now let's move towards the teachings of Ramayana and Lord Ram for children particularly. Number one, duty and responsibility. Always fulfill your duties and responsibilities with sincerity and dedication. Number two, respect for parents. Show respect and obedience to your parents, just like Ram respected and obeyed his father, King Dashrath. Number three, courage and bravery. Be brave in the face of challenges and adversities, just like Ram displayed when he fought against the demons and rescued Sita from Ravan. Number four, compassion and kindness. Show compassion and kindness towards all living beings, following Ram's example of treating everyone with love and respect. Honesty and integrity. Always speak the truth and uphold moral values like Ram did throughout his life, even in the toughest of situations. Number six, forgiveness and humility. Learn to forgive others and remain humble, just like Ram forgave Kekai and accept Bharat's apology with loads of grace. Number seven, friendship and loyalty. Be a loyal friend like Lakshman and Hanuman, who stood by Ram's side through thick and thin. Selflessness and sacrifice. Practice selflessness and be willing to make sacrifice for the well-being of others, like Ram did by sacrificing his own comfort for the greater good. Number nine, righteous leadership. Lead by example and govern with fairness and justice, emulating Ram's ideals of being the righteous ruler. Number 10, faith and devotion. Have faith in yourself and in the divine and cultivate devotion towards the higher principle and ideals, just like Ram had unwavering faith in dharma, righteousness, and devotion to his duty. These teachings from the Ramayana and the life of Lord Ram serve as guiding principles for children to lead a life filled with virtue, compassion, and integrity. That's all for the teachings, the top 10 teachings, what we learned from Ramayana. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey through the epic tale of Lord Rama. May the blessings of Ram be with you. Bless you all. Take care of yourself. Until next time for the next amazing story with loads of teaching for your children. Happy Ram Navami to all of you. Bless you all. Bye.